Direct emission of strong radio pulses during magnetar flares, by Christopher Thompson. The emission of intense radio pulses by flaring magnetars is investigated. Small-scale current gradients can be imprinted into a strongly magnetized outflow by the same processes that source fireball radiation in the closed magnetosphere. This structure arises from a combination of crustal yielding, internal tearing, and turbulent cascade. We consider the quasi-linear development of weak, small-scale currents is, I, they are stretched out and frozen by relativistic expansion and then, E, pass through a shock. In particular, we derive the amplitudes of the ordinary and fast waves that emerge downstream of a relativistic, magnetized shock in response to a mode that is frozen into the upstream flow, a frozen Alfven wave or entropy wave. An upstream mode with comoving wavelength exceeding the skin depth can linearly convert to a secondary mode propagating above the plasma frequency. A simple and accurate treatment of shocks with extreme magnetization is developed, and the formation of internal shocks in the outflow from a bursting, rotating magnetar is outlined. The emission process described here does not require a strong shock or cool E-caret plus or minus pairs, in contrast with the electromagnetic Mayser shock instability. In some cases, a high-frequency wave is reflected back to the observer, but with a minuscule amplitude that makes it subdominant to other emission channels. The dominant secondary electromagnetic mode is superluminal at emission, is subject to weak-induced scattering within the outflow, and can reach the observer in the radio band. This was Direct Emission of Strong Radio Pulses During Magnetar Flares, by Christopher Thompson.